The best of a bad bunch.
Sadly, we can't all be in the same league as those who win the top awards, such as Nobel Prizes. But don't despair. Fame doesn't discriminate, regardless of talent, intelligence, or even beauty. There's hope of recognition yet. Perhaps we can't all be brilliant, but we can all be award winners. Because for every famous real award, there is a mock award.
The Foot in Mouth Award. This annual award was created by British Plain English Campaign and honours a baffling comment by a public figure. From politicians to stars of reality television, a moment of pressure can leave a stupid comment that is never forgotten. For example, the winner of this prestigious title in 2006 was Naomi Campbell for saying,
"I love England, especially the food. There's nothing I like more than a lovely bowl of pasta."
Other recent recipients include Richard Gere, former US Vice President Dan Quayle, and the current UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown. The eloquent Rhodri Morgan, First Minister for Wales, has received the award twice for his confusing comments, including his response to whether he would like to be Labour leader of the Welsh Assembly.
Does a one-legged duck swim in circles?
His interviewer was confused and asked if that was Welsh for yes. This award is not the quickest route to stardom, as you need to already be famous to get it, but you can practice the moment of perplexity in the meantime. First thing on a Monday is a good time for this.
The Buller Lytton Fiction Contest. This award is sponsored by the Department of English at San Jose State University, California. The challenge for participants is
to compose the opening sentence to the worst of all possible novels.
Unlike the Bad Sex in Fiction Award, which shouldn't need explanation, the Buller Lytton is open to any member of the general public. The award began in 1982 and was named in honour of Edward Buller Lytton, who first coined the opening line,
"It was a dark and stormy night."
Over 10,000 writers apply each year, leading the award to be split into genre subcategories. The winner in 2006 was Jim Quigley with the line,
"Detective Bart Lassiter was in his office, studying the light from his one small window falling on his super burrito, when the door swung open to reveal a woman whose body said, 'You've had your last burrito for a while,' whose face said, 'Angels did exist,' and whose eyes said, 'She could make you dig your own grave and lick the shovel clean.'"
But don't assume this is your call to fame. It takes particular talent to write an impressively bad introduction, a fact in which I take some consolation.
The Ig Nobel Prizes. It takes extraordinary accomplishment to be recognised for a Nobel Prize. This is frankly irritating, it being the ultimate addition to the CV and perfect comment in passing. But there is a substitute. For those who have never quite understood quantum physics, the Ig Nobel Prize is awarded each October, as the Nobel Prize, by a group including actual Nobel laureates at Harvard University. The award was founded in 1991 by the Annals of Improbable Research, a humorous scientific magazine for research thought to first make people laugh and then make them think. Awards have gone to research topics such as the well-known 5-second rule, that any food dropped onto the floor is still edible if it has been there for under 5 seconds. Other theories include that the presence of humans sexually arouses ostriches, and that black holes meet the technical requirements for the location of hell. This prize is not to be scorned, for despite its ceremonies having paper aeroplane throwing and a child judge to interrupt speeches, they also feature celebrities and academics. The keeper of the broom, who sweeps the aeroplanes from the stage, Roy Glober, was absent from the 2005 ceremony as he was receiving an official Nobel Prize for Physics. This award calls for unique ability. It takes one kind of person to win a Nobel Prize and quite another to get an ostrich turned on.
So the lesson is not only to use your gifts, but also to try your hand at various activities. Don't wish for genius. Rejoice in your imperfections and be rewarded at last.
Amen.